With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
This conflict has manifested itself between two government statutory bodies, the Central Planning Authority and the National Conservation Council. The consequences and the cost are real. Government entities have expended public funds to fight each other in court. Caymanians with legitimate applications have faced months and, in some cases, years of delay and uncertainty.
Premier Andre Ebanks there in the most recent parliamentary session. As of yesterday, government has outlined how Cayman Forward, launched in April, is designed to end long-running clashes between the Central Planning Authority and the National Conservation Council. In their report published this week, the Office of the Premier is promising a shared decision-making framework for planning and the environment, built around clearer rules and an updated national development plan. Premier Andre Ebanks says the aim is to balance growth and nature, not choose between them.
Two stakeholder groups need each other because we need a thriving economy and we equally need a beautiful natural environment.
The report says the outdated 1997 development plan is now a central cause of conflict and must be replaced. CPA Chair Ian Perrindeau says the delay is no longer acceptable.
Somewhat embarrassing that we still have 30 years and not had a new development plan. You know, if you think how things, 30 years ago we didn't have cell phones. Our environment at that 30 years ago was significantly different as well. You know, we'd have had a massive amount of development in 30 years.
NCC Chair Dr. Ian Kirkham says a modern plan and clear guidelines are what both developers and conservationists need.
We all need rules and we need guidelines. And that's what the development plan is going to give us. Developers need to know what they can and can't do and where they can and can't do it. We have to give them those guidelines.
Officials say Cayman Forward also calls for an internal adverse effect assessment tool to help planning officers decide when environmental review is required. Dr. Kirkham says that kind of tool could ease the pressure on both sides.
That's always been sort of the where the dispute has occurred, right? Was an adverse effect, or is it? You know? So the fact that if there's a tool that's devised that assists the planning department, that they can run it through that tool and it throws up a red flag, and then that can be, referred to the NCC or being back at the DOE, then that's going to be great.
Cabinet has approved the recommendations and a four-phase timeline with the updated development plan and shared framework described as, quote, foundational fixes for future decisions. In other news, get ready to pay more money at the Department of Vehicle Licensing as new fees go into effect on September 1st. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Traffic Amendment Regulations 2026, gazetted this week, are designed to increase government revenue, announced in a series of fee hikes back in November. In the section Persons Who May Be Licensed, the new regs add a paragraph that introduced different fees for Caymanians, along with their spouses or civil partners, and non-Caymanians. For example, a full driver's license for 1 year will cost a Caymanian $25, but an expat $200. It'll be $75 for a Caymanian to get a three-year license, but $600 for a non-Caymanian, $125 and $250 for a Caymanian to get a 5- and 10-year license, respectively. But those fees jump up to $1,000 and $2,000 each for expats. It'll cost a Caymanian $50 for a driving test and $25 for the written, while a non-Caymanian will have to pay $200 for the driving test and $100 for the written exam. In February, government announced the implementation of the proposed fee increases had been paused while the DVDL reviewed, quote, how best to operationalize its implementation. Cabinet approved the traffic amendment regulations at their July 1st meeting. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Finally, it's the end of an era. Government staff and family members have been reflecting on outgoing Deputy Governor Franz Manderson's leadership and its impact on the civil service as he steps down after 44 years in public service. More on this story in our next news broadcast. That's it for your news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.